Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Debate in Congress continues over the separate priorities of foreign aid funding for Ukraine, Israel, and more funding for security at the southern border. Democrats and Republicans are trying to find compromise on legislation, but Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall tells Fox News he has his doubts.
My fear is that the Senate is on a collision course for the mother of all omnibuses, an omnibus that also includes Ukraine funding, without anything for Israel, and without any addressing of the border.
On Wednesday, Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said passing more foreign aid for Ukraine is vital to America's, quote, cold, hard interests, which he said include bleeding Russia's military more. A plane crash in Russia near the Ukraine border has a member of the Russian government crying foul.
An investigation is continuing into a Russian military plane that crashed near the Ukraine border on Wednesday while transporting over 60 Ukrainian prisoners of war. Russian Minister of Foreign Affairs Sergei Lavrov, speaking through a translator, calls this a Ukrainian criminal act.
Right away, after the aircraft was downed, the Ukrainian side mentioned yet again their victory.
President Biden is notching a significant endorsement from organized labor this week. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain, endorsing Biden Wednesday, didn't hold back in his criticism of former President Trump.
He wanted to do a rotation so union auto workers would be begging for their jobs back at lower pay. To screw the American working class!
Fain credited Biden for becoming the first sitting U.S. president to join workers on the picket line last year. UAW members earned major pay raises with a month-long strike against the big three automakers last November. This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
The justice system is holding parents accountable for a teenage shooter in Michigan. This week, Ethan Crumbly's mother appeared before a judge, Ethan just 15 years old, when he killed four students at a Michigan high school with a gun that his own parents had given him. Jennifer Crumbly's facing involuntary manslaughter charges in the case. Just as election year politics are heating up, The Daily Show will welcome back longtime legend and host Jon Stewart. He's set to return and host the Comedy Central show on Monday nights beginning February 12th as the show continues to search for a new permanent host. Controversy over the Barbie movie is brewing at the Oscars as the women who headlined on the film get snubbed.
While Barbie was nominated for Best Picture, among others, Ryan Gosling and America Ferrera picked up supporting nods. Lead actress Margot Robbie and director Greta Gerwig were snubbed. That did not sit well with Gosling, being that he said there's no Ken without Barbie. He released a statement voicing his displeasure.
Correspondent Corey Myers. The LA Times announcing a large wave of layoffs. The paper says it plans to cut roughly a quarter of its staff, or about 115 people, from the newsroom. Dr. Patrick Soon-Shiong, who owns California's largest daily paper, says it's losing between $30 and $40 million each year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, never stop.
Well, hello from Las Vegas, Nevada. We're here at SHOT Show 2024. I am Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Horace Cooper is going to be with us in just a moment, former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, author of his new book, Put You All Back in Chains, How Joe Biden's Policies Hurt Black Americans. Hey, Horace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be on the program today.
Well, I had to love what the Babylon Bee boys had to say. They said the Supreme Court rules Texas must replace barbed wire with a giant red carpet. What do you think?
It is almost like too funny to be true that this administration literally is opening the doors, giving free health care, free cell phones, ID. It's easier to fly if you are illegally here than it is if you're just an American citizen. Man.
Yeah. They're TSA exempt. It's amazing, huh? After all we've gone through and all the years since 9/11 that all Americans have to endure. But, hey, in this modern Biden administration, if you're a migrant, just keep migrating.
Yeah. You can't be an actual country. Let's change it.
Yes.
Either I own my home or you own my home. But if you can decide who comes and goes to my house, it's not my house. If America doesn't have the right to say, this is our country, we set up rules. Oh, and by the way, before anybody gets too worked up, we didn't have a nobody can ever come in. Well, we don't have a big moat wrapped around our country, no one can enter. We have some of the most generous policies. This president says, no, no, no. I don't want anybody to ever be told no. Well, I live in a neighborhood where people have signs up on the door. No solicitors.
Right.
Yes, you're a decent person. Yes, you're trying to earn for your family. These people have said straight up, please don't come to my door. You're not welcome here. There's nothing wrong with that because it's their house. And
exactly.
There's nothing wrong with us saying, we want to know who you are, why you're here, how long you plan to stay here. There is nothing under the sun wrong with that. That's what it means to be a country. And our president says, no, no, we're never going to have any limit of any kind on any person. I'm going to tell you something. That is a disaster in terms of American culture, in terms of the economy, and it also puts us at risk for a major, major terrorist attack.
Yeah, what happened to being king of our castle? That's out the door, right?
Yeah, it apparently is something that is just not understood. Our so-called immigration czar, the Vice President of the United States, can't grasp apparently explained to President Biden, it's an election year. At least pretend
exactly.
that you're looking out for the American people.
Right. No, they're just so so obvious and overt anymore. There's no question about it. You know, it's amazing, Horace, because this is deja vu again. I mean, we went through this with Barack Obama, and now it's gotten worse. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But still, I mean, it was terrible with Barack Obama. You remember the governor of Arizona on the tarmac, you know, begging Barack Obama, please do something, protect us. But, you know, if Barack Obama doesn't believe in boundaries and fences and everything, I think we all go to Martha's Vineyard and we just, storm his palace there. You know, and just hang out, we'll watch the Super Bowl on his big screen TV. What do you think?
I don't know how many people were invited to go there. Sometimes they die. But let me just add, do you remember when Governor DeSantis put some people on a plane
and sent them
there because they're also a sanctuary. Not we imposed it. They said they were.
Exactly.
They asked for it. They have a sign on their door that says, please just show up at any time of the day, any time of the night, for any random reason. And when he sent them there, they almost had a heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
They got organized. The formal city council meeting met, and they got those people shipped up and sent away. Oh, you don't want to be here. This isn't a good place for you. We don't have a good fit for you.
That's a 24-hour sanctuary city. That's what that was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you got 24 hours. He will give you sanctuary, and then you're out the door. Exactly. They were all clutching their pearls, so to speak, Horace.
We, the American people, are just going to have to demand. We've got this upcoming effort on the part of a so-called Senate compromise that is allowing gonna ensure 1.85 million people a year if this thing is passed. If it says 1.85, you can believe it's 3 to 5.
Oh, yeah.
When you formally say, you know, we've been wrong. We've been limiting too many people. Now we're going to allow them. Katie, bar the door.
Exactly.
We absolutely have to stop this.
Well, the thing is, if you're going to do something that ridiculous, how about if we have a caveat to that we're only counting the people that are not beholden to the cartels?
Yeah, some kind of a way of getting us back to regular order is essential. And by the way, these people all are claiming that they're at risk of their life or loved ones in their home countries. They're all claiming they need asylum. When you say that it's going to be so much easier, it's going to be rubber stamped, don't be surprised when people of all stripes start saying it, including terrorists.
How many laws are broken when somebody migrates, from Central America, wherever? I mean, we've got, 100 representatives from over 150 nations. Because in terms of the proximity law, that they must go to their neighboring state to seek refuge first. And here, you know, they're skipping, several countries before they come to the United States. So how many laws have they broken just to get to our southern border before they even break the ultimate law?
Well, that's why the left tells us we can't call them illegal aliens. All that the term means is your presence in the law is unlawful. That's all illegal alien means. Now, we take that seriously. I've traveled to Australia. I've traveled to Great Britain. I've traveled to France. I never thought in my wildest dream that during my period there, I would break their laws, any of their laws.
Exactly.
These folks come here, break the law, and now we're looking at a Senate compromise that is going to say, well, you know, all the cattle have gotten out of the barn. Just close the door afterwards, and then we'll set up a new rule. Well, that doesn't work. That is putting us at risk.
Well, you know, there's a sense of urgency with all this, Horace, because Donald Trump has promised that he's going to deport them.
Donald Trump proved that you can get the border under control. that it's not something that's impossible to do. And now the fear is among some Republicans, a lot of Democrats, some corporatists, globalists, all that this gravy train is coming to an end. But the truth is, like I said in my book, how Joe Biden's policies are hurting Black Americans, this is very...
Gotta go to break.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wall of Fire.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
How the game is being played in D.C. Remember, it wasn't that long ago. Well, maybe for some people, because they probably weren't born then. But for some of us that were, we remember the deal the Democrats made. They begged Ronald Reagan, please, just let us give amnesty to these 3 million immigrants And that's it. We won't come back to the trough ever again. This is the last time. 3 million, let him go. Reluctantly, Horace Cooper, President Reagan went along with it. Okay? And so for many years, the Democrats, they flat out lied. They couldn't hold to their promise. So they have been pushing, oh, no, we need to do this. And now it's just, you know, no holds barred. You know, the handcuffs are off. We're just, you know, forget about any promises or anything like that. But what's so shocking about this is that, because you kind of expect this from the Democrats, it's just the way they roll. They don't know about the truth. They don't know about, you know, having any kind of virtue in holding to their word. But now you got the Republicans compromising with them. You know, what is going on here?
Yeah, this is a sort of a bipartisan giveaway of America. And it really is consequential. It matters.
Yes.
This is our country. Our founders gave us a government where we, the citizens, are the people who make the decisions. We drive this. So if you sit back and just say, it's out of my hands, it will be out of your hands.
Exactly.
But if you stand up and exercise the rights, your God-given rights, as a citizen in these United States, this is something that does not have to happen. It is not inevitable.
Yeah. Well, but you got to know what you hold on to. I mean, they're having a hard time. You know, here you are, a former constitutional law professor. You must be hearing, you know, the screeches that just stiffen your spine, like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction, Horace, when you see how this Congress and how the Senate, you know, Joe Biden especially, how they've ignored the Constitution. And in doing that, look at the results. The results are quite clear, but, you know, I it concerns me that so much of the country would still support Joe Biden. I mean, look what happened in New Hampshire. The guy's not even on the ballot. On a write-in, he gets 41% of the vote. Does nothing, spends no dollars whatsoever. You got Nikki Haley spending how many millions? $35 million to lose? You know, and here the Republican Party is spending all these millions of dollars, and instead of focusing that investment on reminding people that their eyes are not lying to them, that the Biden administration has, you know, just sent a wrecking ball through this country, and that their lying eyes are not lying to them. They're seeing reality for what it is. You know, they're becoming as delusional as this president.
Yeah, this setup for 2024 is remarkably similar to what happened in 1980. I know that people sometimes forget the past, and we don't want to learn from it. We don't want to review. The Republican Party in 1978 was made up of people who were just, I'm just a little bit less crazy than the Democrats. So it was crazy and crazier, the Democrats,
yes.
Then. And a man stood up and he said, we got to change this. We got to understand this principle. The government isn't the solution. Government is
the problem. Exactly.
And that man watched as the American people suffered in economic misery, as American people suffered when they realized that their country could be humiliated internationally. The American people wondered why we had to accept, they called it a malaise, that we had to accept this decline. And that man stood up. His name was Ronald Reagan.
Right.
And he said, we are not going to have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
We could do better. The irony is, and a lot of people didn't understand that then, and they still don't, it was bipartisan opposition to that man.
Mm-hmm.
He won really 44 states in 1980. Mm-hmm. If someone won 44 states today, we would call that a landslide.
Yeah,
we don't refer to it as a landslide because the next election when he ran in 1984, he won 49 states. And so now that's what we put in the category of landslide. But let's focus back on 1980. In 1980, there were so many Republicans that said they could not abide Ronald Reagan. In fact, John Anderson, a Republican, ran a third-party race against Ronald Reagan. That was because it was a bipartisan opposition. We've got to just keep going the way we're going.
Today, exactly.
We're looking at something very similar that is occurring. It's a bipartisan operation to transform this country.
Well, you know, bring up a good point here. I mean, that's Nikki Haley, right?
Well, I'm not saying who that is.
But folks, right.
When I watched Iowa and I watched New Hampshire and I watched her say that she was going to get independents, even Democrats, I'm thinking, wait. We've got a club of Legionnaires. Why are we picking non-Legionnaires and letting them decide who is going to be office holders in the club?
Exactly.
Why would you do that in any club?
Right.
But watching today, and what we see is a bipartisan effort to maintain the status quo. The status quo is awful for the American people. And that's, I got cut off, but I was saying, in my book, that's what I identified. If you are working class, if you're a lower income, this pain is excruciating. It's hurting everybody but the top.
Exactly.
The top, it's wonderful. Now, there was a survey that the Committee to Unleash Prosperity produced just last week. And it is an amazing, amazing description of what it's like when you're in the top 1% in America versus if you're not. What do you think about the environment and the cost that ought to be imposed? What do you think about the approval of the work and the job that our president is doing? They're night and day. I would recommend your listeners go look up Committee to Unleash Prosperity and see this new survey that shows that even Republicans and Democrats, when they're in the top 1%, they have more of an affinity for one another than what any of the elites think about the American people do.
Yeah, and I love it. Did you see him at Davos? You know, the super rich were saying, you need to tax our wealth. And, you know, and of course, you know, people are saying, well, why wait? Just go ahead and donate it to the country.
No. Yeah, yeah. It allows you to, by the way.
Yes, exactly.
You can give whatever you want to give to the IRS above and beyond what your obligations are. It's precisely the fact that they don't that lets us know it's you and me that they want to make give more.
Yes.
It's not, but we even see this with the new $80 billion for the IRS. It's not about the super rich and what they have to pay. They are going after the average American.
Exactly.
Now, I know your audience isn't primarily black, but the media is showing that the data says that black Americans are disproportionately being targeted. This is the one time when Joe Biden's administration says, no, we don't see race. We don't see race. Oh, well, that's convenient.
They don't see race, but yet they're pulverizing, you know, black Americans. I mean, whether we're talking abortion, economic policy, you know, after all these years, the supposedly Democrat have been so pro-black. How many, you know, policies, how many laws have they passed where blacks can say, thank God the Democrats are in office?
Well, this administration has only done the opposite, and that is causing people to be so upset.
Without a doubt. He is the author of Put You All Back in Chains, How Joe Biden's Policies Hurt Black Americans, the one and only Horace Cooper. Thank you, Horace. Have a great day, buddy.
You too.
The new year is a great time to have a conversation with your teen about building positive online habits. Visit Meta's Family Center to see the many tools that exist to help teens and families manage their time online. The site includes expert-backed guidance to support teens in having positive online experiences and tips for parents and caregivers. Some of the tools include a full screen reminder after teens have spent a few minutes on Instagram Reels late at night, and notifications to look at something different if they've been scrolling the same topic for a while. And quiet mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries with friends and family. Parents can set time limits for their child and be notified when their teen reports or blocks someone. There are also supervision tools that give visibility into how much time their teen spends on Instagram, Facebook, and in virtual reality. For more information, visit FamilyCenter.meta.com. Sponsored by Meta.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump, or current President Joe Biden, may have a path back into the Oval Office, no matter how the vote shakes out in November. If either side successfully delays certification of the election results in Congress 1 year from now, those results might be sent down to the nation's state legislatures and state assemblies to decide. It would be brand new territory for the country in our time, but it is provided for by the U.S. Constitution. Elton John is giving fans a look behind the scenes of his final tour. It's part of a new book set for release later in the year. It's called Farewell Yellow Brick Road, Memories of My Life on Tour. It hits shelves September 24th. The Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour kicked off in Allentown, Pennsylvania back in 2018 and wrapped up in Stockholm last July. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Roy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, joins us now. Hey, Roy, good morning. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm eyeing the results of Iowa. I've been looking at the numbers here. Gosh, it was such a resounding success for the former president. It sent, you know, both Ramaswamy and Asa Hutchinson, you know, to the sidelines very quickly, and I'm sure has Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, you know, considering their future and trying to figure out, okay, is this worth continuing this fight, or do we save some of our ammo and powder for 2028?
Yeah, nervous Nikki and rickety Ron, I suppose you might say. yeah, this was an incredible victory on the part of Donald J. Trump. He won 51%. He was about 30 points ahead of Ron DeSantis, got about 21. Nikki Haley was about 19. Ramaswamy ended up at about 7.7, I believe, and he dropped out, endorsed Trump, and appeared with him at a rally in New Hampshire the next night. And this is the biggest primary victory in a competitive primary since Bob Dole in 1988. I think he won by about a 13% margin. Trump won by 30%.
Right. Exactly.
Out of the 99 counties in Iowa, he won 98 of them. He lost one county to Nikki Haley by one vote.
Can you believe that?
One vote. So people say one vote doesn't matter. Well, one vote does matter. And if I were Trump, I'd ask for a recount and see if he wins it. And of course, he'd have 99 out of 99 counties. But 98 out of 99, you know, not bad.
Well, that could be a Babylon. That could be a Babylon B narrative there that he challenges the caucus for one vote, right?
precisely, right. Screaming vote fraud, I suppose, right?
Yeah, exactly.
In any case, massive victory. And, you know, you hear people like Hillary Clinton and those on the left say, oh, it's, you know, people who support Trump, Trumper, it's a cult. It's all a cult. You know, not many cults end up with more than half of the people voting, supporting somebody.
Exactly.
This man is popular in the GOP base. He is somebody I think a lot of people who voted for him are just hungry for the days where he actually had a strong leader rather than somebody who is like Joe Biden, who's gone from being weak to being invisible. I think it was on Monday, the White House called the lid at 10:06 a.m. That means there'd be no more news coming out of the White House at 10 a.m., which basically means, essentially means, I guess he came to work at 9 and left at 10. So, you know, nothing like a one-hour day, right?
Well, they sent him on a search for Lloyd Austin.
No, that wasn't on the holiday. That was on Tuesday, which is actually a work day.
Yeah, he was looking for Lloyd Austin.
I suppose so, yeah. So, I think we go on to New Hampshire. We'll see what happens next week. But certainly Donald J. Trump comes out of New Hampshire with a tremendous head of steam, with an absolute a record victory in Iowa, and something that of which he ought to be proud, and of which his rivals ought to be more than a bit concerned.
Well, there's no question. I mean, look at caucus goers without a college degree, double digits, 62%. Similar results with those who consider themselves very conservative, 58%. Rural voters, 58%. Women, his numbers with women doubled. I mean, you know, and all women in America hate Donald Trump. You know, that's the narrative that Joe Biden has been putting out there. I mean, what Donald Trump has done obviously has had effect at Davos, because you've got the CEO of BlackRock, you know, shaking in his boots, saying that, you know, a Trump victory, a Trump presidency would be damaging, you know, to the world. Well, of course, what he means is it's damaging to the World Economic Forum and the plan and the globalist plans that they have. But meanwhile, the world has been, you know, with the anemic showing of America on the world stage. Look what's happening to Roy. I mean, the world really is looking to America for its moral standing, its leadership. You know, we went through this experience after 8 years with Barack Obama, what he did to this country internationally, what he did to the other nations. And then here comes Donald Trump, and in short order, you know, he brings and it was amazing how the international community, lest people forget, how they altered their course. And they suddenly found their backbone. I mean, it was quite amazing. I mean, even at NATO, I mean, look what he did, the successes that he had there, what he did in quieting, Rocket Man and holding Xi into place, and Putin that supposedly he was his puppet and all that, you know, should you want to believe the narrative of the mainstream media, right?
Well, this is what you're discussing is what the results are of something called leadership, and a little bit of leadership will go a long way. You know, Trump was there for 4 years, and as you say, the North Koreans were detonating atomic devices, doing underground tests. That stopped. Russia basically didn't cross any borders. They stayed within their own borders, which they didn't do under Obama, which they didn't do under Biden, as you well know, attacking Crimea under Obama, attacking Ukraine under Biden. In the you know, Middle East is always just a seething cauldron of chaos, and by the time Trump left Israel, he had helped Israel negotiate peace agreements with Bahrain, United Arab Emirates, Sudan, which had been on the terrorist watch list, State Department list of state sponsors of terrorism, and with Morocco. So you had four Middle East peace agreements. The Middle East, of all places, calming down, and of course our southern border was not completely stitched shut, but the crossings were illegal crossings were brought down to a trickle. Trump leaves, Biden comes in, and what do you see? The borders ripped wide open like a gutted fish. You've got Ukraine and Russia fighting in this ongoing standoff that's approaching 2 years running. The Middle East is completely on fire with cruise missiles being shot at U.S. ships, with the Houthi terrorists basically shutting down the Red Sea. Major companies like Shell and others moving their oil tankers not to go through the Suez Canal, but all the way around Africa, which takes time, costs money, and by the way, if you're worried about global warming, also increases the CO2 because you're using a lot more fuel to get around the Horn of Africa. I think I calculated about an extra 25-26% more CO2. So if you're worried about that, then that's not good. And then the Chinese are belligerent. Who knows what they're going to do in Taiwan? And so after Joe Biden's not been there 3 years yet, pretty close, but almost just under 3 years, and the place is in flames. The place is a complete wreck. Yeah. And this is what happens when you've got a president who, I think he's had 4 public events so far this year. He's had, I've heard this morning, no public events at the White House this year so far. And it's just one vacation after another day off, after another trip to the beach house, another trip to Camp David, another trip to his home in Wilmington. And he seems completely disengaged, invisible. His Secretary of Defense finally has left the hospital. I hope he gets better. But he was there for about 2 weeks and for a good four full days. The President of the United States, the Secretary of State, the National Security Advisor, and nobody else knew this man was in the intensive care unit suffering from pancreatic cancer. And the Biden didn't know that he had pancreatic cancer for a full 18 days. Mm-hmm. So we basically have a lights on, nobody's home policy in the United States of America, and that is an extremely destabilizing element in global affairs today.
Is it pancreatic or prostate cancer?
Oh, forgive me. I said prostate. Forgive me. It is prostate.
Okay. Absolutely. All right. Okay. I thought, did I miss the headline here?
Much more survival.
Exactly.
If you had to pick between the two, you'd want prostate cancer, not pancreatic, which can bring you down in 3-4 weeks, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing, too, speaking of
recovery.
Yes, amen. And the other thing, too, is that the Biden administration has finally found their backbone, and they're going to designate the Houthis as a terrorist group.
Yes, and one of the first things Biden did, I think within about the first 2 weeks or so of his presidency, was to take the Houthis off the terrorist official list of terrorist entities. Why he did that is a mystery. I suppose maybe just to satisfy or appease the Iranians, who he's been trying to kiss up to since he got there. And they keep saying they're going to, we're going to put him back on the list. We're going to put him back on. Just put him on the list. Just stop, stop saying you're thinking. Put him on the damn list. I mean, they've been, I think the number I've seen this morning was 138 attacks on U.S. positions and ships in the Middle East since, I think, October 17th, and that's been being done by the Houthis attacking our positions in Syria, in Iraq. I mean, do we have to hit 150 before they're put back on the terror list? 175, 200, is that the magic number? I mean, they never should have been taken off the terrorist list.
Right.
Put them back on the bloody terrorist list and do it today. Do it now. Don't keep announcing we're thinking about it. We're thinking about it. Put them on the bloody list. And I think that triggers some specific actions in terms of sanctions and so on, and those ought to be applied immediately. Frankly, what they need to do is get some bombers and go in and just destroy the positions from which their rockets are being launched. I mean, we have the satellite drones. Find them and fly them, period.
Yeah,
what's
exactly. Got to go to break. More from DeRoy after this. Stay with us.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as the national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
This message is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the taste you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Burger King breakfast sandwiches and Simply Orange. Better together. Enjoy a Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen, Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King. Better together, Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez continues with you, along with DeRoy Murdoch, Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online. DeRoy, I'm with you. I mean, with all the technology and everything that we have, I mean, why are we piddling with them? And then also, why are we continuing to piddle with Iran? Iran is the source of all this chaos and everything. And I understand that, you know, we want to be careful and not to ignite this. But meanwhile, we're like dealing, you know, it's like we're dealing this with a Band-Aid, you know, as opposed to just going. I mean, because if you squash Iran, this stuff's going to quiet down, isn't it? I mean, because they're the rebel rouser. They're the key. They're the linchpin to all this.
Yeah, well, they're the folks pulling the puppet strings for sure. Right. You say Band-Aid, it's more like maybe a cotton swab with a drop or two of alcohol on it. I mean, there's almost nothing being applied there. And look, the Houthis are in Yemen. This is not like Gaza, where you've got a big urban center with buildings all right next to each other, like in Rockefeller Center or Midtown Manhattan, and you want to be careful with killing civilians and all that. Yemen is basically a giant open desert, so I don't think we should be terribly shy about figuring out where the rockets are being launched and find them and just demolish the rocket launchers. And by the way, demolish the rocket launchers along with the people launching the rockets. You know, we want to kill the Houthi terrorists as well, and we ought to be sending in fighters and bombers and just blow them out of the sand. And you can do that without killing a bunch of civilians. So this should have happened after the first, second, or third Houthi missile rocket got launched at us. We've had, as I say, hundreds of rockets thrown at us, 138 different attacks on U.S. positions, U.S. Navy ships. There was, a U.S. Navy ship targeted with a cruise missile. Thankfully, it missed. My fear is that one of these missiles or rockets is going to hit one of our Navy vessels, and it's going to sink, and it's going to take hundreds of U.S. sailors down to the bottom of the Red Sea. And then what are we going to do? Then we're going to be in a state of war with Iran. So much better to take care of this while it's manageable than wait and wait. Something terrible happens, mini Pearl Harbor, and we've got to go in and you know, send troops into Iran or start a nonstop B-52 bombing campaign on Iran. I think the easiest thing to do with Iran is send a message as Trump did. When he droned and killed Qasem Soleimani, who was the head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. And that was, they calmed down a lot after that. I think that really.
Yeah, they quieted down for a couple of years.
They turned really well-behaved boys and girls over there. And, you know, Biden needs to stop being such a cream puff and use these military assets for which we taxpayers pay so many billions and deploy them to get the Iranians, you know, back into a cage. My fear is I was at a dinner back in I think December. We went around the table what were our predictions for 2024, and I said my big prediction was that I fear that the Islamic Republic of Iran sometime in 2024 will test an atomic device. And if they join the nuclear club, it is going to make everything in the world so much more difficult and make all of our calculations that much harder if we think at any point the Iranians either can put a rocket with an atomic bomb on top and land it in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, or for that matter, put it into a suitcase and have somebody come across the U.S. border and set it down somewhere in Grand Central Station and, you know, hit the timer and have the thing go off. And there goes New York City, including me, by the way. I'll probably disappear in a mushroom cloud. And this is serious business, and Biden and company are totally relaxed. Under Biden, by my calculations, Biden is either sent to Iran or unfrozen or somehow or another made available to the Iranian mullahs in Tehran, $87 billion.
Exactly.
$87 billion.
You know
how much damage and terrorism and chaos you can create for $87 billion? And Trump, when he left, I think they had foreign currency reserves of $3 billion. So
yes.
Biden has pumped that up by $84 billion on top of that, which is just abominable.
Yeah, Biden been very, very good to the mullahs, no doubt about it.
Very good to the Italian mullahs, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And the deal is that here we are left with this mess, and Barack Obama promised us that there was no way that Iran was ever going to go nuclear, right? And then Joe Biden tried to echo the same thing and go, well, what are you doing about it? Meanwhile, they could just keep progressing and getting closer and closer, you know, to being full-blown nuclear. And I'm with you in your prediction of 2024. I agree with that, and you know, but we've got to, you know, we've got to be proactive, and I guess this is the point of all this. And Joe Biden, just like Barack Obama, didn't know about being proactive. Everything with them was always reactive. I mean, this is why we got Crimea. This is why we got Ukraine, Russia. You know, I mean, this whole situation has just been. I mean, this is a breakdown in leadership, and this is why, you know. You know, elections matter when you get this kind of leadership, and it seems to be very consistent. We have enough experience with the Democratic Party to know what the Democratic Party is going to deliver to the American people and to the world, and there's not a whole lot of good that I can see coming out of it.
Not good at all. And under Obama, Biden, and now under Biden, there's just this desperate desire to conclude and implement the Iran nuclear deal. And then Biden wants to get back into it. I don't know if he's changed his mind lately, but he has been desperate to get the Iran nuclear deal going. And I don't know why they would. I mean, the Iran nuclear deal, among other things, does not allow any U.S. inspectors on the ground. The inspectors have to be from other countries, number one. Number two, Iranian military sites are off limits. Why would you look for atomic weapons on a military base? I mean, why would you look there, right?
Right.
So you're not allowed to go on any military bases. And then if they do find a place, let's just say it's a hospital, and they think, hey, there's some atomic program going on there. The Iranians had, I think the number was 21 days, if not 27 days, where they could block the inspectors and, you know, clean the stuff out, you know, haul it out through tunnels or whatever. And then after, you know, 3 weeks, say, okay, you guys can come in now. What kind of garbage is that? Who negotiates a deal like that? It should be, we're going to go anywhere we want. Americans will be there. And as soon as we see something, we march in, period. Not you got 3 weeks to hide the evidence. And so Obama and Biden waved this around as this brilliant agreement. And of course, the thing is just shot through with holes with an inspection regime that's laughable. Mike Pompeo, when he was a congressman, discovered that this so-called agreement or treaty, whatever you want to call it, was an executive agreement, I think is the term, wasn't even signed. There's no signature on it. Now, you wouldn't get an estimate for installing an air conditioner without getting a signed estimate from the HVAC guy.
Right.
Obama and Biden got this nuclear deal with the Iranians, and there are no signatures on it. It's not signed. It's unbelievable.
Unreal.
This thing is laughable should give the American people a sense of what the Democrat prerogatives now, which are basically appeasement and something bordering on surrender at all costs, and not the peace through strength, which is what this country needs, which we had under Donald J. Trump, which we'll have under Donald J. Trump if he's reelected in November. And I think you'll see the situation calm down when we lead with strength rather than decline.
Exactly. Well, and we need to understand something else too, DeRoy, that has kind of fallen by the wayside here, and that is when Biden decided to go ahead and execute a campaign there toward Yemen and the Houthis, that you had the UK giving them a 2-hour advance warning. What's up with that? I mean, nobody has said anything since then.
Yeah, that was surprising. The Brits are usually very, very good about climbing up. You know, we did not know about the British having the Enigma machines. These are the machines that they used to crack Hitler's code World War II and read all the Nazi military signals. They did not announce that publicly until 1972. That's 27 years after Hitler blew his brains out. And in this instance, the Brits are usually very discreet. I don't know why. Somehow or another, they blabbed this 2 hours before we went in, and the Houthis had 2 hours to say, okay, let's all run into the bomb shelters or hide or whatever. Had it been a total surprise, we would have hit those military targets, and I think we would have killed a lot more of the Houthis than we did. I think the men, the soldiers, terrorists themselves, largely survived. They may have lost some of their equipment, but the goal there would have been to take out the equipment and take out the terrorists, and
exactly.
Had 2 hours notice to hunker down, and that's very surprising and very disappointing from the British, who are usually very, very far better than we are about guarding their secrets.
But no post reporting or accountability on this at all?
No, you're asking for consequences, Bill. We live in a land without consequences.
I'm sorry.
So why would there be consequences to anything like that?
Yeah, silly me. We got about 2.5 minutes left, and I did want to address the Emmys. I was kind of surprised with the Nielsen ratings. Not that high, but I thought this was probably one of the most recent entertaining Emmys that they had. Anthony Anderson, I got a kick out of his mom holding... holding the acceptance speeches and kind of pushing things around. It was pretty cute. And of course Anderson in his line, I love his line. He goes, Kevin Costner, he is from Compton. So there was, it was for the most part pretty entertaining. They got the trains out of the port, out of the stations. They arrived on time. 3 hours, I thought the ratings were going to do a little bit better. But, of course, one of the highlights that you write about is Sir Elton John, winning an Emmy.
Yeah, this is very exciting. So Elton John won an Emmy for the Disney Plus simulcast or streaming streaming cast, I don't know if that's a word, of the final concert he did in America, which was November of 2022. I happened to be there personally at Dodger Stadium. It was a wonderful concert. And Disney, it was the very first time Disney Plus had done a live streaming kind of event of that sort. It was beautifully directed, beautifully shot. The camera angles and the lights and everything were terrific. They had drones, they had helicopter shots. It was just gorgeous to watch. And it won an Emmy. And the even greater significance of that is that by winning an Emmy on Monday night, Sir Elton John is now an EGOT, E-G-O-T. And EGOT refers to those people who won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony. And only 19 people total have done this. And they include people like Richard Rodgers, the great composer of Rodgers and Hammerstein fame, Rita Moreno, Whoopi Goldberg, believe it or not, and Mel Brooks, Marvin Hamlisch, who did the music for The Chorus Line and so many other musicals. And now Elton John is in that esteemed company. So he's one of the 19 greatest performing artists of all time, and I'm a big fan of his, and I'm very, very happy to see Elton John join the very esteemed class of 18 other EGOTs on the planet.
Exactly. So, well, congratulations to Sir Elton John, no doubt about it. We'll leave it there. DeRoy Murdoch, as always, we appreciate the time, my friend. He's the Manhattan-based Fox News contributor, contributing editor of National Review Online, DeRoy Murdoch. Have a great one. Take care.
You as well, Bill. Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock.
These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.